We're back again. We're back again. You are a grown adult.
I am Gordo, the Conquistador, WWE Champion of the World, and you.
Gordo, first of all.
Gordo. Gordo.
You. But anyways, I'm Jackson Dreamer. You guys already know who I am. You should be by now because that's me kicking in the damn door. Because why? Because I deserve it. I don't get title shots. I demand them because I've been here for 15 years. And I get my respect. I need it. I want it. Everyone else say, oh, they don't do this. They're not Jackson freaking Dreamer, the chosen one. Anyone who wants to come around here talking smack to me, get hit with a CFD. You don't even want to know what that means. You don't.
What does CFD stand for?
A crossfade drop. It's when I get it in a DDT motion, I swing you around, and I drop you on your head. Because some of you need to get smacked in and mess around with me. Jackson, the chosen one, Dreamer. Remember the name. Because I promise you, you're going to be hearing it a lot.
Roll Tide, brother. The wig is crazy.
I've had that promo deep in me for a while.
Deep in you?
Yeah, pause. But
that was so wild. See, I didn't know we had to come with WWE promos today, so my apologies. I didn't really come prepared, but I still have my WWE championship that's for, 10-year-olds. It does not fit, but that's fine. We're here.
That shot is bad small.
It's small as shit. That's what I get for ordering on Amazon, though. So it is what it is. But it is WrestleMania weekend. We are here. It is in Philadelphia, so we are going to be at all the events. I'm excited. We're going to be at Wale Mania. See, you started talking, fuck me up. We're going to be at Wale Mania. We're going to be at the Suplex John on South Street, where West Side Gun is going to be at. We're going to pick with some great wrestlers we're excited for. So it's going to be a great event. I'm excited. This is what we've been watching the shit since we were kids, like every day, religiously. All the DVDs, videos that we could find, we've seen them all. So, I'm excited for this weekend.
It's been a long time coming, man. It's been a long time coming since WWE's been back in Philadelphia like this.
That's
like
a fact.
98, WrestleMania was here last or something like that.
That is a fact.
So, yeah, the city's going to have fun, I think. Especially people that don't know too much about wrestling. They're probably going to be looking at it kind of weird, but I think everyone is going to enjoy it pretty much. I'm pretty sure.
This is definitely the nerdiest thing we'll ever do. Without question.
Probably.
I can't imagine another nerdy thing we end up doing. So, I mean, since WrestleMania is coming up, I don't know too much about what's going on these days, to be quite honest. I know a few things. I know, Roman Reigns is, was he the chosen one or whatever? What the hell does he call himself now? The tribal chief. All that shit. The final boss.
Yep.
Going against Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. Is it like a tag team? Cody Rhodes and
him and Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins on night one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so there's two nights of them wrestling. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Two nights of WrestleMania, yeah.
God. Well, no, I know it's two nights of WrestleMania, but they're wrestling both nights?
Yeah. So, like, if The Rock and Roman Reigns win, they get to make their own rules for Roman and Cody's match on Sunday.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, so you are way more tapped in these days than I am, but that's fine. The Rock is going to be there, obviously. Very excited for that. I think Rey Mysterio is going to be there.
Rey Mysterio is wrestling on
Saturday. Which
is quite
literally what I'm wearing. I obviously didn't think of a good name.
Rey Mysterio is wrestling on Saturday. Yeah.
So, against Dominic, right?
No, he's, Dominic and I think Escobar or something like that. But yeah, him wrestling, Rey Mysterio and another luchador are wrestling his son on Saturday. Again.
Okay. Yeah. Now it's going to be fun. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of great matches. But I just want to talk about, like, our fandom pretty much at this point. Like, to you, who is in your, like, top? Like, everyone does, like, the Mount Rushmore, I think, with wrestling, right? Like, what is your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers these days?
Of wrestlers?
of wrestlers all time. Oh, you got a, you got
Batman.
You really got a notebook written down for this shit. Jesus
Mount
Christ.
Rushmore of wrestlers. We gonna do favorites or Mount Rushmore of wrestlers? We'll do top of the top.
Top of the top. Yeah.
Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Undertaker.
Okay.
Rock.
Okay.
Slash Bret Hitman Hart.
Okay. Well,
so they're tied for five. Yeah. Either one of them. It's a 5-6. 5-6. So he can
but
go either way.
But there's four.
Stone Cold. Yeah. Shawn Michaels. John Cena. Undertaker.
Oh, you didn't say John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena. Undertaker. Rock. Hitman Hart.
But again, the Mount Rushmore has four heads.
Yeah. Oh, well, I thought we were doing top five. Mount Rushmore. Stone Cold. Shawn Michaels. Cena. Undertaker.
See, The Rock for me has to be up there since he is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's The Rock. I think it's Stone Cold. I think those two are obvious for me. I'm going to put Ric Flair in there.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
What are you saying ew for?
We don't talk about Ric Flair.
Why?
Because he's an old creep.
They're all old creeps. Most of them. Most of them are old creeps that are, have done plenty of drugs.
But what Ric Flair has done drugs and bleep it out other stuff.
100%. But also, I'm talking about his wrestling. I'm not talking about his character.
Wrestling is not good.
What?
His wrestling is not good. His character is fantastic. His promos, fantastic. His wrestling is
you
ass.
You know that's all part of it, right?
His wrestling is ass.
His wrestling is ass?
He cannot. He's not.
I mean, he's not Shawn Michaels.
Exactly.
Which is
Shawn Michaels has the whole package.
Which is also in my top four.
Whole package, Shawn Michaels.
All right, well, then take out Ric Flair. We'll put in The Undertaker.
Of course, the Dead Man.
So that's my four. Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. There you go. That is my top four. That is my Mount Rushmore.
Who are your personal faves?
The Rock, Stone Cold.
Ray.
Ray who?
Mysterio.
Maybe people don't know.
Ray Mysterio. Eddie Guerrero. Always been up there for me. If we're going to do a top five, ooh, that fifth one is tough. Because I want to say Shawn Michaels, but I felt like I hated him more than I loved him.
Wow.
He was a part of the... He was with Triple H and shit.
Fire. Fire. DX. Oh, my gosh. Before
amazing.
That, him... Oh, my goodness.
No, I think I started hating Triple H once he was, like, in the McMahon crew.
Mm.
Realistically. As, like, a kid. Obviously, now, he was obviously fantastic. But he was never in my favorites. I want to say my favorite... You know, I'll give a random, like a super random favorite mm-hmm. of mine. Rob Van Dam, RVD.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
That's a good one.
That is in there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got to put Jeff Hardy in there. Jeff Hardy was. He was elite. Ones. Elite. He still is. I think he's, he is like absolutely like wrestling, like sensation. Mm-hmm. Just like the shit he's able to do. He still does the same shit today.
Yeah.
And I don't know honestly how. But he's fantastic. He is amazing. So, what about your five? Oh, well, you kind of gave your five.
Personal fave, though.
Personal fave is different? Okay.
Rey Mysterio, Shawn. Love them. Love them heartbreak pants. Mm-hmm. Got a pair in my crib.
And you didn't wear them?
Huh?
And you didn't wear them today?
I was extra tight. See everything. But, Randy Orton.
Okay.
Chris Jericho. Oh, Macho Man. Randy Savage.
Randy Savage.
That's an old school one.
That is an old school
one. That's my guy. That's my guy right there.
His outfits were also incredible, too.
Yep.
That's
yep.
a fact. That is a fact. Mm-hmm. Another incredible group, like outfit-wise, the Dudley Boys.
Yes.
ECW
yeah,
and WWE.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The camouflage ones. I wanted them so bad.
Yeah.
The wanted
matching
them.
Ones in the sets, yeah.
I wanted them so bad for no reason. I wanted to put someone through a table. Gaze into a camera every time. That would have been my favorite.
Oh, top eight. Edge is in there.
Too. Edge is in there. Edge is up there. Mick Foley, Mankind, whichever. Cactus Jack. All of them. My favorite. One of my favorites. Another one, super random, but Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, underrated.
Underrated as hell.
That's a man who can wrestle.
Kurt Angle.
Mm-hmm.
was never a fan of him up until like I got older, and I'm like, oh, this dude was amazing.
Yeah, because he's on 75 pills.
Bro, that was insane.
Poor thing. Poor thing.
That was so sad to see. Poor guy. Yeah. Because he was. I don't know. I didn't see the documentary yet on him. I don't know where it is, like, in terms of streaming, but I need to see it because he was on everything for, what did he say, 75 pills a day or something? How do you even survive?
Man broke his neck twice and said, I just.
Twice? He broke his neck like five times.
I'm talking about before he got to WWE. He maybe was an Olympic wrestler.
Yeah. Well, that's what, yeah.
Gold medalist.
He was bugging. Good Lord. Yeah, no, shut, you know. Kurt Angle was insane. Randy Orton is another one of mine that I didn't like at first, and then I was
RKO
like,
"Might be the best finisher of all time."
It is absolutely the best finisher.
Yeah,
I think that one.
On anyone, everybody knows it.
That one, the Swanton Bomb, the 619 was incredible. I don't remember the exact name of RVD's thing, but the I think
five-star frog splash.
Five-star frog splash. Incredible. You know what's a trash finish? Hmm. A super trash finish. And he's my favorite wrestler. Hmm. But The Rock's finishes were garbage.
The Rock bottom, People's elbow was trash.
It is the dumbest finishers. Mm-hmm. He's athletic enough to have something else, I think. No?
It was just all about show. Shawn Michaels, though, Sweet Chin Music.
Sweet Chin Music was
Everybody
crazy.
Everybody does it. Can hit it on anyone. Air, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where they're at. Doesn't matter where they're at.
The Stunner. The pedigree, mm-hmm. What was Undertaker's off top? I'm blanking.
Tombstone.
The Tombstone. Bro, there were so many great finishes. And then this is how great The Rock is. He had the worst finishes of all time.
Yeah,
it's not even close. His repertoire of finishes are garbage. Mm-mm. And he was still pushed over to the top by a mile.
Had to.
Because of, you know, the shit he would say. Like, it is incredible, but... Yeah, his finishes were garbage.
A lot of wrestlers didn't have a bag, NBA terms. Didn't have a bag. Edge's bag is crazy.
Edge's bag is incredible.
Chris Jericho got a crazy bag.
Yes,
he has. He had a new finisher like every year or something.
The Walls of Jericho?
Yeah.
Tough.
Lion Salt. He had a lot. Chris Jericho had a lot.
Another, this is really bad to say probably, but Chris Benoit was incredible too. He's just a terrible person, but... Chris Benoit was incredible, son. I'm sorry. He just was. He was a great wrestler. The Crippler Crossface? Come on, bro. That shit was tough. Everyone knows he's a piece of shit. I'm very aware. But, goddamn, his move. He was incredible. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm lying. Right now. Tell me I'm lying.
So Mount Rushmore of Divas. Who do you have on your Mount Rushmore of Divas, Brandon? Who do you have?
Of Divas?
Yep.
Obviously. My future wife.
Trish is on there.
Mm-hmm. Trish Stratus. Lita.
Mm-hmm.
China.
Yep.
China, definitely. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Jacqueline, but I don't think she really had... She was really good. I don't think she's up there. Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Flair was incredible. Charlotte Flair. Yeah, that's my four. That's my Mount Rushmore right there.
I'm about to say, well, I got Trish, Chyna, Lita, and Mickie James.
Mickie James is good. Mickie James is fantastic.
For faves, I got Michelle McCool, married to The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
I got Mickie James, Lita, Trish. Victoria.
Victoria.
Mm-hmm. She had a Widow's Peak finisher.
Yeah.
She used to try to break people's necks.
She was tough.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix is
fire. I like Beth Phoenix.
A lot of the new wrestlers are really good now, too. Like Jay is incredible.
Jay Cargill.
Yeah. Bianca's fantastic. Yeah, they got a lot of good wrestlers now. I think Charlotte isn't wrestling this year, right?
No. She's injured. Hurt? Yeah, she's injured, yeah.
I saw her on TikTok, and she was in Philly, and I'm like...
It's a tall John.
Tall. 6 foot, like, five. I'm like, damn, I am short as shit. This is sad as hell. But yeah, no, wrestling has come a long way for me, because I was like... I remember being, like, 5 years old watching that shit with, like, all my cousins who were way older than me probably shouldn't have been watching because it was the 2000s.
Monday Night Wars.
Monday Night Wars, mm-hmm. SmackDown, when that was invented. The Rock again. So, like, bro, they were, oh my God, some of my favorite. Just what was your favorite match of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Undertaker, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, special guest referee, Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania 30. It's one of those. But or the Dudley's Edge and Christian Hardy's TLC Tables Out and Chair match.
That's my answer.
That's probably answer. One.
Cause that
that started it all.
Bro, do you realize how great, like, mm-hmm. everyone after that was probably so fucking annoyed? Cause they're like,
yeah, that joint was crazy.
How do you even mm-hmm. top that shit?
I think I have some here, too.
They played so well off each other, mm-hmm. the Dudley Boys, the Hardys. Mm-hmm. And why didn't Edge and Christian have a nickname?
Just blonde-haired beauties from Canada.
Was that their nickname?
No, I called them that.
That's a great name.
I know it is.
Why didn't anyone call them that?
I know, it's crazy.
That's wild. The blonde-haired beauties is tough. What? They didn't give them a nickname. They could have went off the Canadian shit because they're both from some part of Canada. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Winnipeg or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But, like, they could have had a nickname for them, and they just didn't.
Brock Lesnar, Eddie Guerrero title match. That was one of my favorite ones.
Asked him a question. He just completely ignored that shit, but okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why they didn't give him a name. They were pretty. I don't think they really needed a name.
They I guess they did, but.
Yeah. But back to matches. Umaga versus Bobby Lashley, the billionaire with Donald Trump versus Vince McMahon. one of the best funniest matches of all time. And they shaved his head afterwards? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a great one. Stone Cold versus The Rock was always a legendary match.
Kurt versus Brock. That's the top one for me. Kurt versus Brock Lesnar.
Because Kurt was wrestling her, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then broke a neck again?
Mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar tried to do the...
In the middle. I don't remember.
Tried to do shooting star press and failed at it. And yeah, that was
a Brock landed on his head.
Yeah. That was a crazy match.
He got
Was like 23, something like that. 22, yeah. Something like that.
100%. Yeah, there was a lot of great matches at WrestleMania that it's like hard to like mm-hmm. narrow down for me. But like, I always go back to that TLC triple tag team match between the Dudley's, Hardys, and
yeah, he speared him off the ladder. It was crazy.
That was insane.
That bump was insane.
Was that?
That bump he took was just, I don't know how he survived from that. That was a normal wrestling thing.
Dude, they stacked like three tables on top of each other.
Dudley Boys were tripping. They
were wild.
Yeah, they were.
But they were part of that ECW brand, bro. Like, they were out of their minds. Like, they went out of their way to hurt each other.
Speaking of faves, Sabu. That Sabu was a good one.
Sabu is
crazy ass.
I see him in the documentary sometimes, mm-hmm. and I'm like, this dude was out of his freaking mind. Like, and he would talk about like all like. Because he was all over the place. He wasn't just at ECW, mm-hmm. Because he was at WWE for a little bit, wasn't mm-hmm. he? He had like a little stint there. Nothing crazy. But the thing with me is like he was so like he was down to do whatever. Like Mick Foley. Like they were both down to do whatever.
You couldn't beat me for that amount of money.
No. Like any type of barbed wire, fire,
yeah.
Tacks, nails, like they were just doing the craziest shit. And I'm like, how do you not feel
nope.
anything.
Nope. Wasn't a fan of it. Nope.
You didn't like ECW?
No, I did. I just was. Sometimes it would just be, I was like, I got to turn away because they're doing a bit too much. When it was.
New Jack?
When they didn't went away from the PG stuff, I was like, okay, you know, I enjoy it, but I was like, I don't want to see his barbed wire up in his face. You know? I was like, all right.
It's too much.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's all too much. But mm-hmm. it was still entertaining for the most part. When they didn't like light people on fire.
They were tripping. They would light the table on fire, yeah, push them through like, it. Yeah. Just
jump on
the tax. Got to be the worst thing ever in life.
The taxes.
Were actually the fact that it was actually real. And they would have to pick them out of them after the nightmares.
My favorite genre of like stuff to watch is documentaries about wrestling, because the amount of like torment you have to put yourself through. To go through certain like these certain like wrestling programs or like not programs, but like divisions is insane.
They were all missing a few screws.
I think you need to miss a few screws to do wrestling.
You have to.
Or just be like gigantically built. Like
you're not gonna pay me a minimal amount of money. I'm there for a year and then you decide to cut me. Not at all.
You're gonna come up missing. You got me so messed up doing that. But like there's a lot of like old wrestlers I look back at now and I'm like, they were terrible. Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
So garbage.
He was just on steroids.
He was just roided up, angry as shit. Another one that didn't have a good finisher.
Nope.
He was just like, and I don't know what the thing is like when you have a bad finish, there's something that puts you over that mm-hmm. just makes sense. Again, The Rock. But what the fuck did Ultimate Warrior do that made everyone interested?
We done with the 80s and 90s. NBA term.
In NBA terms, yeah, this is WWE.
Some of them didn't have bags at all.
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan, I'm sorry. Terrible. Okay, he's a terrible wrestler person.
Terrible wrestler.
Humanitarian. Terrible, bro. Oh my God. Shop owner, businessman. He's terrible.
He was garbage. I cannot. But I don't understand why you think Ric Flair is there. Ric Flair was a good wrestler, bro.
He had a leg lock and a chop.
But he would. What he did was.
And he just. So bad. Only thing that made him the best, them robes was fire. The robe with pinky rings, the diamond rings, limousine, alligator boots, the shoes.
Yeah, he was
everything fire. But when he got in that ring, I went to sleep.
Nah, that's bullshit. That's cap. That is cap.
What's his most amazing move?
Well, I don't really know his most amazing move. He doesn't have it. The thing is,
besides his,
he's a showman in the ring though. Like he'll take hits and it looks incredible. Like he was the guy that. He even mentioned it. He was the guy that would take all the bumps, take all the shots, like look like he was losing, and then just barely come out on top. But that's what made him entertaining, because he did like all the like.
His promos were entertaining.
Absolutely, his promos were entertaining. His wrestling was also entertaining.
Him in the ring, he said, "You say."
And it was then he, great.
That old ass stuff where he used to pay $15 for a ticket, that was terrible. Absolute Ultimate Warrior, trash. Hulk Hogan, trash. Andre, rest in peace. He was a 7'5". Yeah. He was a 7'5". I'm sorry. Brett had a bag, crazy.
Brett had a bag.
Owen had a bag, rest in peace too.
Rest in peace, Owen.
Undertaker came, took the whole game over.
Kane had a bag.
HBK, Kane, all of them. But all these, who else am I missing? I'm missing somebody that was absolutely dog dookie to the moon. Wow, I went crazy there.
Yeah, that was Ooh, wild.
Too much into my persona. But
Sting had a bag.
Yeah, Sting had a lot of moves.
Lex Luger.
Yep.
He was horrible.
Yep, terrible. Mr. Perfect garbage. Was terrible.
He was another one that just looked the part but could not wrestle.
Diamond Dallas Page, the cutter, where Randy Orton got his thing from. He was nice.
Jeff Jarrett.
Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Kevin Scott Nash, Hall. Trash, just 7'3", powerbomb, garbage. Give me on a wrestling podcast. I'll tell it all. Garbage, powerbomb. Obviously, it's going to hurt more. He's 7'3".
Yeah.
Obviously.
I felt like he was a little bit more nimble than most of the big dudes. You know who was incredible that needs to get talked about more? Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
I met him.
Yeah. He was a big mother sucker.
He was huge. Because he used to own a restaurant in like Wayne, mm-hmm. I think, and my cousin had known him. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to find the picture that we took of him because obviously I was young. I was probably like, mm-hmm. I don't know, 6 or 7, maybe 8. And I just looked like an ant compared to this guy.
I'm so dead.
Like he was, mm-hmm. he was like 6'5", like 290 or something. Like, but he moved graciously. I'm like, this dude is incredible. Like he was doing like front flips and shit. I was like, dude, this guy is insane. And he tatted his head into flames, which is fire.
Mm-hmm.
His outfits, tough. And he was, again, mm-hmm. another psychopath. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had a lot of people to watch back in the day. A lot of people. I think a lot of people don't like John Cena for some reason, I feel like.
His moveset was trash.
His what?
His moveset was, he had no bag either. He had three moves. Actually, four. The power slam, the FU. Sorry, we can't say that on air. It's attitude adjustment now. We're PG. The STFU. Shoulder block. I named them all.
Yeah.
I named them all. He was just a great person.
I feel, again, that's another guy I feel.
Great promos, by the way. Top three.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's another guy mm-hmm. that could have great moves. They just didn't give him any. Because they were like, we don't really need to, because you're just going to be entertaining.
He sold a lot of the moves that were done to him, too. Great seller, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's, mm-hmm. that's what I said about Ric Flair. Mm-hmm. Like, he was. Everyone kind of cut from that cloth where, like, selling a move like that was given to you.
Ric Flair's selling looked like he had come down with a case of the worst disease on the planet Earth in the history of life. And he was resuscitated in life.
The spazzing.
Yeah, he would just fall. Him falling out of the rope, spazzing, used to make me so mad. And he would just be laid out on the floor. I'm like, 10 minutes have gone by, Rick. If you don't get your old self up off the floor, first off, he's been looking old since he was 20.
Yeah, he looked like a grown man for a minute.
Since he was 20.
Yeah, he's looked like a grown man for a very long time. He kind of looks like the turtle from Finding Nemo now.
Yeah, he's
he did not age well, but that's that's mostly because of
his daughter got a better bag than him.
His daughter is incredible. Charlotte is, and that's why she's in my top four, though. Mm-hmm. Charlotte is out here. That's very hard to do, to like be the daughter of like a, or the son of like a famous like wrestler, try to get into that realm and be just as good, or like in that same superstar caliber. Like, that is more like incredible to me than like anything like she could have done in the ring, is to be able to stay on that like. Say on that superstar like level. Like, Charlotte is tough. Charlotte is tough. I'm trying to think of who else was like. Great Khali was garbage.
Yes. 7'4".
7'4". They literally just used him because he looked like a menace. Mm-hmm. But he could not move to save his entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just a board out there, like a stiff, like 2x4, just.
Yeah.
Did nothing. And they tried to sell him to the moon for no reason. And everyone was like, get him off out of the ring.
Yeah.
He serves no purpose at all. Like, he's just big and scary looking.
No, for real.
What was that?
Yeah, he was just, had a couple matches with Batista, Undertaker, John Cena.
Batista's great. Love Batista. Mm-hmm. Batista was fantastic. What was their, that group.
Evolution.
That was a group that was incredible to watch just because of how much I hated all four of them. At that point, like, I loved Ric Flair until Evolution. I'm like, I hate these guys so much. But they were just the best.
Like, that group was crazy.
They were the best. Randy Orton had to be the biggest prick of all time.
Oh, my goodness. Especially from then to, like, 09. When he shaved his head, too. Yeah, he was on a tear.
He was
great. He was great. He was so menacing. I loved it.
He was different. Mm-hmm. He was built different. But yeah, there was a lot of great, great moments. And I can't wait for this weekend coming up, because by the time this comes out, we have already experienced the WrestleMania moments in life. But I'm super excited, because I never thought that obviously he's going to WrestleMania, actually, because he's got bread. I don't. But he's, you know, I'm excited just for all the events that are surrounding Philly this year. Because I never thought we'd be able to actually, like, see this kind of stuff in person. This is going to be very interesting.
Who has the best entrance music?
Shit. I mean, the glass shatter of Stone Cold is always in my brain. That will forever be engraved in my memory. I would say him. Triple H had incredible entrance music.
Yeah.
Incredible. The Heartbreak Kid, again. Incredible. Another one that, like, again, everyone hated, but the Kurt Angle entrance music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is so him.
Yeah.
It's like
the crowd chants made that music. You suck.
You suck.
Yep, those are good.
And Stone Cold started that shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Incredible. The Rock always had the best to me, personally.
Entrance music? Or entrance?
Entrance music.
You think?
Again, as a kid, because he was like my favorite. Like, yeah. Just his presence alone mm-hmm. pretty much made him my favorite. So like,
Batista's.
Batista's was
cool. Undertaker's when all the lights went out.
Undertaker's was legendary. Legendary. If I had to choose today, like
Bray Wyatt when he used to have the lantern and all.
Bray Wyatt entrance.
That's crazy. Oh,
mm-hmm. He would, yeah. Mm-hmm. In terms of like entering the ring, mm-hmm. it's Undertaker to me. And
even though it took 25 minutes for me to get
to it. It took 25 minutes, but it was absolutely worth it mm-hmm. every single time. Every single time. Mm-hmm. I think Triple H also had a great entrance because he just looked so locked in.
He did.
And pissed off and ready to go.
Edges was good, too.
Edges was
rated really R superstar era. That was a good one.
Yeah.
You think you know me? On this day. No, stop. I won't get into it.
That is. It might be. Music, it might be Edge.
Edge is
you might have just convinced me it's Edge's.
Everything's gone to life.
Because I swear to God, I feel like I'm singing that song.
Yeah.
I feel like crazy. I'm the one that made that song every time.
Randy Orton, Steve's theme music, when he switched over, was good. It was good. How you boys doing? See, just too many.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think when The Rock rebranded, when he first like came back and was kind of like the asshole.
Hollywood Rock. That was a good one.
I thought that entrance was mm-hmm. sensational. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because I was like, I was kind of pissed that they got rid of the music at first. I'm like, oh, they're going to change this whole thing. And then like he came out and I'm like, oh, no, this is mm-hmm. just incredible. Like they just rebranded The Rock so well. Yeah, there was mm-hmm. Best entrance was The Undertaker.
Yeah.
That's not up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance music is different, and I still think it's Edge.
Yeah, that song is crazy.
It was weird how like Edge kind of like he was obviously like, always a part of a tag team and was like great there, mm-hmm. but how long it took for him to go solo to notice how great he was kind of wild. Like I never thought like him going solo would do anything. I thought he would be kind of like the mid tier.
His heavyweight one was crazy, and his rated R superstar belt fire.
Yeah. Oh, incredible, absolutely insane. John Cena's music, like the
him rapping his old album,
Thug Life, like that shit was Thuganomics, incredible, because he was rapping on that shit.
Yeah,
so, like, that's him. Like,
that's
like,
so funny.
He was, I would say him. Entrance top three, Thuganomics top three.
Mm-hmm.
After that, whatever.
Rey Mysterio's old theme song. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Who's that jumping out the sky? R-E-Y Mysterio. Yeah.
You know who had a great entrance? I don't really remember his music like that, though. D'Lo Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would whip his head back and forth.
Yeah.
He looked mm-hmm. absolutely insane. Like, D'Lo, I wish, got a lot more love on that end. Mm-hmm. Mark Henry.
Oh, 3-6 Mafia. Somebody gonna get their ass kicked. Yeah. That was that. 3-6 Mafia, they did it live, too. That was a good one.
Yeah. There was another one I got to look up. You remember Mark Henry's? But, like, not, like, now. Like I'm talking, like, the sexual chocolate one.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, yo, he is bugging with this. This is incredible. There was a group. I gotta make sure I get their name right. But there was, a tag team. Nah, I don't remember what it is. One of them just passed not too long ago. I was going to say it's the Gangsters, but it's not mm-hmm. them, because that's with New Jack and Mustafa. But they were like kind of like in that same realm.
Yeah.
I forget their names, though. I got to find them. But yeah, who's your favorite entrance music?
Got to be Edge. The entrance music got to be Edge. Cody's right now is crazy, too. When you get a chance, Cody's is good right now, too. But of all time, entrance got to be Undertaker. I don't know, man. Between them, Undertaker, Game, Batista, music got to be Edge.
Yeah.
Or Randy Orton. When I hear that voices, that just, it just does something to me. Or Trish's music when it comes on.
Oh, Trish had good one too.
That's all you hear. Oh, I know who's coming out.
All right, who was your favorite tag team? Since I'm looking up the tag team.
Favorite tag team?
of all time. Best tag team of all time. Or give me your top.
Your Dudley's, top. Hardy's, Rockin' Sock.
Rockin' Sock was great. Also, I found out the name of that group. Mm-hmm. Crime Time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crime Time. Yeah.
Crime Time had incredible. Yeah. Their entrance music made me a fan.
Yeah. Rest in peace of Shad.
Yes. Like, that's yeah. that's who it was that passed away. Yeah.
Favorites? I like Brian Kendrick and Paul London.
Brian Kendrick and Paul London.
Yeah. The High Flyers. You remember they used to wear the matching blue outfits?
Hold on. I gotta look them up just to be sure here.
Brian You're on Kendrick. SmackDown. Cruiserweight. That's when the Cruiserweight title was on there.
Brian Kendrick and who?
Paul London.
Paul London. They were two, like, super white dudes, weren't they? Mm-hmm. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay, I do remember these guys a little bit. I don't think I watched enough of those two, to be honest.
The matches was crazy. I don't know how they did the moves they used to do.
I mean, I think, obviously, the Dudley Boys and the Hardy Boys are, like, top.
Like, oh, Edge and Christian, too, for me.
Edge and Christian, of course. Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, another great tag team. Rock and Sock was a great one. I think Rock and Sock deserved, you know, a lot more runtime, but, like, they were really great solo, so you couldn't really do them for that long in terms of a tag team.
Can't forget DX. Duh.
Who?
DX.
Yeah.
Duh.
But DX was more of a group like NWO than like a...
I'm talking about just Shawn and Triple. Just them two. All right. Just Shawn and Triple.
Gotcha.
I don't need the rest of them.
Don't need the rest of them?
I don't need the rest of them.
Come on. Road Dogg was great.
I'll just take Shawn and Triple. Triple H.
You didn't like Road Dogg and X-Pac?
I like X-Pac when he became the Hurricane. That was a great character right there.
He was not the Hurricane. That was a different guy.
No, I'm talking about who did I didn't like all of DX. I mean, I did. It was too many members for a little bit. But when they focused on Shawn and Triple H, and then he started the whole suck it movement. Yeah. Suck it movement. Against Vince.
Joel Embiid just wore that shirt too.
Yeah. Who?
Joel Embiid.
Oh yeah, I forgot he's back. Yeah.
His first game back. He wore the shirt. I'm like, yeah. He knows what time it is.
He's funny. And I don't think I have another tag team. I don't think so.
I think the main ones we've pretty much hit on.
Mm-hmm.
Crime Time, again, super underrated. They were one of my favorites. Yeah, I feel like it was a lot more like, again, like conglomerates, like the Evolution. DX was more of like a big faction per se. Like it was a lot of those. Then tag. I mean, there was a lot of tag teams, but what am I talking? The Road Warriors, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Animal and Hawk. Animal and Hawk were. They actually might be the best tag team of all time.
Yeah.
Bro, they went to They went out to any. You can go to any country. They were superstars. No matter where they went,
very popular.
No matter where they went, they were superstars. Mm-hmm. Japan, they said that they got as much attention as Michael Jackson. Not them specific. I didn't say them because that would have been. They said
as
like
Michael Jackson.
Yes, I swear to God, that's what some of the like
as Michael said. Jackson.
Yes. Some of the writers said that. They got as much attention as Michael Jackson, which is crazy. I didn't believe it, but like, it might be true. They love their wrestling over there, bro. Like, they really love it.
As Michael Jackson.
Yes, bro. I'm telling you what they said.
No one in the history besides Jesus Christ himself has gotten as much attention as Michael Jackson.
It's Michael Jackson and Animal Hawk.
That sentence doesn't even sound right. They gotta stop. Just gotta stop putting Mike in everything. Pairing everything to Mike. Oh my gosh. That's disappointing, man. Everything gotta be Mike.
People can't be Michael Jackson.
Huh? Come on, bro. Come on.
I'm just saying what was said.
That's terrible writing.
And that's it.
I hope they get fired. I'm sorry. I don't want to cover nobody's job, but that's disgusting.
Well, they're probably retired now at this point. But yeah.
They would have to. Blasphemy. That's crazy.
I'm just saying they were popular as shit no matter where they went.
Michael Jackson popular is crazy.
Animal and Hawk were those dudes.
I don't like doing that. That just made me mad. Could have said any. They could have said any other star.
Another tag team that was great. Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Yep.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Were they just called Team Angle?
Yeah.
I think they were, yeah, mm-hmm. They were just Team Angle. But they were incredible too. Shelton Benjamin deserved more love. He should have been like a, he should have been a champion in a multitude of ways. That man could wrestle his ass off. I hope we meet him tomorrow, which at this, which will be Thursday, because again, you won't see this until Monday. Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm excited to see if I get to meet Shelton. That'd be dope. But yeah, he was one of my favorites, and that tag team was great too. And I hated them because Kurt Angle was like such a hateable person at that time. Until you like, it's crazy because like you look back at stuff now and you're like, Kurt Angle was the funniest person on the planet.
He was
the funniest person. The promo, I think it was with Eddie, or was it with, no, it was with Rey Mysterio, mm-hmm. where he was like,
oh, the little boys one?
The little boys one is, I'm a man, and you're a boy.
Yeah, that was a major pause one before its time.
I said, Kurt, we can't keep doing this,
That
bro.
Was a major pause one before its time.
But Kurt was one of the funniest people on the planet. But yeah, hopefully you guys come out to all the events. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. This is going to be the nerdiest thing I've ever done, without question. Let's talk about something else so I can take this fucking mask off now.
I'm so dead.
Because I cannot breathe through my nose at all.
My jaw is tight.
Bro, it is so tight. My nose, first off, I got a big ass nose anyway. So bro, my nose is literally screen. Going, my nose is literally like going this way. Like I cannot breathe at all. The fucking line on your head right now is crazy from that wig,
from
too.
That wig, right?
Yeah.
Craziness.
That is hilarious.
All right, what we got up next?
We got to talk about. Jesus. Oh, my God. I feel like a new person taking it off. Oh. How the hell did Rey Mysterio wrestle on that shit?
Man's a demon.
That is a fact. You can't even see. Granted, he probably had much better.
Yeah, you know, he got quality. The custom-made ones and everything.
Again, this is Amazon, so you know, you're getting what you can take with that. We got to talk about Future's album. Got to talk about Future's album. We Don't Trust You with Metro Boomin. I don't know how many projects they've done together at this point, but I will say this: one of Future's best projects to date.
Mm-hmm.
The past couple years have been iffy for me, like pandemic to like the 2020s. His music has been, you know, either hit or miss. But this album, I don't think he missed.
No, nope. Been waiting for Cinderella on there for years. Travis leaked. I get all the leaks. I'm one of those people. FBI would probably be Anyways, yeah, it was a very, very good album. I'm proud of Metro Boomin. Deserved it. Great, underrated. I don't know how he's still underrated. He produces all these smashes. But they never put, when they talk about producers, they never put him in there. With Ye and Dre and all them, they never put him up there. Just because he's strictly
trap music.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. I don't think it's fair. I think it's fair that why that mm-hmm. would happen, I guess, because mm-hmm. why people would think that. But yeah, no, those two together made an incredible album. A lot of this is kind of just a shot at Drake for the most part, which I know you enjoy a whole lot because I know you're not the biggest Drake fan.
Nope. Nope.
But yeah, before we get to like the
love the competition. I'll continue.
Before we get to the competition part of it, because mm-hmm. I do want to get to the music itself. Metro and Future just locked into both of their best, like just collab. Like it's, I don't have a proclamation yet in terms of like where I would rank it with rapper, producer collabs, mm-hmm. but I mean, this is incredible. Like the hooks on all this shit, the rapping, I mean, Future wasn't saying shit other than dissing Drake, but it was incredible. Like, it is
like Ice Attack, Young Metro with The Weeknd in the background vocals. Come on, son, that's crazy. Claustrophobic, Slimed In with Young Thug, incredible. Cinderella, of course. Magic Don Juan, Fried, Everyday Hustle with Rick Ross might be my favorite song off this album. It might. There's so many to choose from. And of course, again, we're going to get to Like That and the main portion of it. It's very obvious, you know, what the biggest thing is. But there was only one song I'm like, I could do without. And that's hard for like for me to really like come down to. Like, Schoolboy's album is the same way. Schoolboy Q dropped Blue Lips. And that shit, front to back, there's one song I'm skipping, possibly. Yeah. One. That's it. And Future's the same way. And I got an album like that twice in 1 month. So that is huge. But Future, rapping-wise, production-wise, or flow-wise, his thing for me has always been like, sometimes those choruses can be just boring as shit. And he just kind of capitalized on everything that Metro was feeding him. So, yeah, to me, this is a top-tier album. And it's definitely going to be it's going to be in the album of the year category.
Of course.
Rap-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what I mean, you obviously kind of think the same thing, but any other thoughts on that, on this album in general?
Glad they're back together again. Can't wait for the next one. It's going to be magic again.
Of course.
Metro. Need a Metro and whole Young Thug one. You know, Free Thugger. But yeah, I didn't expect nothing different, really.
At all? Nothing?
Nope.
I expected great music. Especially
Metro and Future?
Especially when it kind of like Easy. Came out like Drake. Mm-hmm. There was going to be some Drake beefage there. Which you might as well get to at this point. Like That, Kendrick dissed Drake, and Cole a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it was more of like
a quick minute verse.
Yeah. Yeah. Kendrick is restoring the feeling for me. I need competition back.
I'm dead.
I don't need y'all to be friends anymore. I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bored. I need y'all to start fighting each other. I need y'all to start barring each other up. Drake has been on tour, not saying shit. Cole, I need you. I don't know if I really need Cole to say anything. Maybe he does it in the album somewhere along those lines. Mm-hmm. Even though Cole's kind of been saying stuff about him being the best right now, which is fair because Cole has been killing every single verse, every single song, anything he's been doing. But I might need him to get in the booth too and start talking that shit again. But I don't know if you really want to do that against Kendrick. Because Kendrick might be in my top five of all time. So it's like,
if they respond, they respond. If they don't, they save themselves.
Would you think it'd be wise to respond?
To who?
To Kendrick.
I guess the podcast is done. guess we're over with. Respond to, come on. Who? Respond to, come on, no. I mean, yeah, if you're a rapper, you know, rap your stuff. Competition, do your thing, get you a nice soulful beat. You know, Drake say, you know, it's not in your DNA to be humble, you know. Father Drake probably gonna say, Kendrick, you know, you got two little girls now, father time, gonna do something. Your kids are sick at home, you got an N95 on. He's gonna probably say the name of his songs or something. Probably gonna say, Kendrick, you just a good kid in a mad city. Come there with the art of peer pressure, or it's just gonna be your mom's gonna have to cook you up a recipe. Yeah, it's gonna be something like that from Drake. It's gonna be something wild.
You're just gonna say every song off that album. It's
literally how Drake responds to people.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. I DM'd your girl. She wrote me a letter. It's poetic. Just, oh my god, I can already hear it. You know that's how he raps when he's responded to people.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yep. It's, yeah.
If you have any morality, you won't be stepping to me.
Yeah, he's gonna say something. He's gonna say something. Oh man, it's Mr. Morale and the big steppers. I see Ross I see Ross listening to my diss in the Bentley Bentayga. Oh, I thought he was the biggest boss. Oh, he might have took. I'm going to be. And I'm going to just turn that right off. I mean, I hope he responds, though. Be good for him. But
I don't think it would.
I'm not worried about anything. I'm not even really waiting for it. I've kind of moved on. I mean, it could take a long time. Could take a couple months. Could take a couple weeks.
Listen.
Responding to Kendrick, man, you know, you can't do it.
No. I think the problem.
Nobody.
I think the problem would. It's kind of funny how many people are turning on Drake now.
I used to love me some Drake, man. It's just.
No, I'm not even talking about like fans. I'm talking about like in the industry. People
it's,
are not fucking.
It's because, you know, you can think you're the best at your craft and everything, but when you think you're like better than people, period, that's a whole different conversation. You just become a weirdo.
Right.
You're 40 years old. You know, you want 19, 20 year olds who they got BBLs and they got big boobs. And it, I'm serious. It's weird.
You really hate him, man. That's hilarious.
It's weird activity. Just.
He's a weird. I think he.
It's just you can see how much Hollywood and the fame of being one of the greatest changes people.
Right.
And some people changes people for the better. Some people stays the same. Some people still have the same minds as him. Just he always thought he was better than Kendrick, though. So that's he always thought he was better than Kendrick, not just at rapping, but as a higher above. You know, he took him on your tour. Oh, okay, yeah, we get it.
I think what made that clear was the like when he responded to the control verse.
That was corny.
He was like, but when it was the first bar,
yeah,
no one cares about that, bro.
Yeah, that was bad.
It doesn't even matter if people remember that or not. People still remember his verse in general and what he was calling out and what he was saying. The first bar doesn't even like. Okay, whatever. Because Travis turned on him, Rick Ross turned on him, Future turned, which by the way was about a woman, which just I thought was weird, but whatever.
Yeah, who knows with them, bro?
I don't even know.
Who knows?
He was probably pillow talking, some along those lines.
Yeah, somebody 40, who knows? Yeah. Some one of them weird. Yeah.
The Weeknd turned on him. Pusha never fucking liked him, like ever. Mm-mm. Pusha could hate. I don't think there's another person that hates another person more than Pusha hates.
Nah, you can't talk about his wife.
I wish Pusha and Wayne would be friends personally, but you know that's never gonna happen. But all these people are kind of like Nav unfollowed them, which I thought was a random one. But regardless, people are not fucking with Drake right now, and I thought that was interesting because I'm like, are people starting to finally realize we don't need Drake, like in terms of like. Yeah, obviously he's the most successful in the industry. But do we really need to like flock around this guy all the time and like get in his presence to like be in these rap circles? I don't think so. And especially if a lot of people are turning on him like a Kendrick, like a Ross, who everyone fucks with just as like a...
And you know Ye don't like him.
I forgot. Ye don't like him. Kid Cudi don't like him, I don't think. I think him and Cudi have beef. Everyone has beef with this dude. And it's because of all the things you said, to be honest. And again, thinking you're the best rapper is obviously one thing. Cole thinks that, but no one really hates Cole outside of like No Name. it's pretty much it. But like everybody doesn't fuck with Drake, and that's more of a person thing than anything. And I think Kendrick is kind of, again, also restoring the feeling in rap, but also. There's nobody, he's like, there's no way anyone thinks they're better than me because I'm the best. And he needed to restore that.
Eminem has this half of the population of the world, and I have not heard one person say they hate Eminem in the industry. Like, hate or dislike? Because why? Because he just be...
Mariah Carey, I guess. If we're talking about just music.
I don't care about that.
Rap, though, no.
Bye, Mariah. We'll see you in December. But, because Eminem, why? He just do his music, go back in the crib, go back in the house. You don't see him for another 4 months until the Lions are playing in a big game or something.
He was random coming back out for that.
Eminem really, really beat to himself. I love it. That's how you got it. If I was like fame like that, No. Paparazzi got to follow you around 24/7, 365. Nope. Security. Okay, we're going back in the house, back in the stew, go to the daughter's wedding, leave. Yeah, all that extra stuff is. I see why they punch a paparazzi. Kanye used to punch them years ago and got sued. Give them the money. Because, man, they're annoying. Not even annoying. They're just, that level of fame is disgusting.
I don't think I could ever imagine myself living in that life.
Nope.
Because I like to go out and do shit.
Yeah.
I need to be out of the house. Mm-hmm. I need to go on a walk to, like, get something. Get food, get coffee, get groceries even. I don't care. I need to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. I cannot have someone pick up all my shit and me just sit in the house all day. That sounds miserable. I don't know how Eminem does it. I mean, he seems like a guy that just wants to be to himself anyway. But
he's pretty damn freaking worldwide known too.
Yeah.
And you just see his face. You're like, you already know he's either in a hoodie, got the Kangol hat on.
That hat with the chain.
He's been wearing a Kangol since what, 99?
He needs to stop that.
Eminem really is an old ass freaking soul. Don't care about nothing. But
that's a fact.
Yeah, Drizzy. I mean, once he gets off tour, what's it? Tour end. Tour ends this week, next week, end of this week. So,
yeah, I thought that ended. I thought that tour ended a while ago too.
Nah, they some canceled dates. They had to redo it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah. I think we're gonna. I don't know if we're gonna see it fully, but in terms like
what's he gonna say to Kendrick?
That's what I was gonna say too. What can he say? What can he really say to Kendrick Lamar that would be a good response? I don't think there is anything that he knows about Kendrick that we all don't know.
Kendrick's from Compton. He don't really care about nothing. People forget Kendrick's from Compton.
Right.
A crazy badass place in Compton.
I'm trying, because like, you can't bring up numbers because Kendrick sells just as much as him.
Yes. And
just as
can't
much.
Bring up rapping. Can't bring up women. Kendrick's been married to the same girl since high school.
Yes. He's got kids like that. Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
Are, I don't want to say well known, but like it's known that he has kids. Yeah. Like, it's not like not like the push a thing drink. So you can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
What, he's short? I don't understand. I don't know what else he could something. Really say. Like, probably, there's nothing.
Probably a little freaking have to. Bring one of your cousins to the family dollar, get some diapers. I call that my baby Keem. Oh, it's gonna be something like that. There we go. I thought of it for you, Drizzy. I know he's gonna use baby Keem and something.
So he's just gonna rap his
he's gonna rap
song lyrics or song title lyrics back to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he can do.
That's most of Drake's disses, besides the Meek one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the Meek one he didn't really do.
Yeah, but otherwise, and when Drake makes freaking rap music, I mean, when he makes subliminals, it's usually one person's quote or one of their lyrics.
Yeah.
Or a song title.
You know what's crazy? I saw this with Rory and Maul, and they were talking about the Pusha Drake beef.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, that thing that mm-hmm. like Drake noticing mm-hmm. Pusha was the mm-hmm. best thing for Pusha's career. Mm-hmm. That's what Maul said. Then he said that Pusha lost that mm-hmm. beef. And I'm just like, do Drake fans really not live mm-hmm. in the same reality as everybody else?
Yeah.
Because like
Maul, I was watching one of you. He looked like he felt attacked when Drake got dissed. So he can respond whenever he wants. But like, continue what you were saying.
Like, come on. Like, how do you not understand that Drake lost that beef? He had to go on LeBron's podcast and listen to the stutter.
That was bad.
The stutter. He was like, "You did." I'm like, oh, he's so far gone now.
You crossed the line.
Crossed the line.
You brought him. I understand it's rap battle. I watch rap battling all the time. I know the rules and everything about it. You bring up my son. That's how we do it. Now, I could have had something out that would have ended his career. Like, how? Like, you don't do that kind of stuff to people. You don't. And I understand it's rap. I watch rap battles all the time. I study them. I said, wow. I said, Ron, I've never watched this shop again. This is a terrible episode.
I'm a hip-hop historian. Oh, I'm like, Bron, mm-hmm. shut the fuck up. God damn it, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was embarrassing for Drake. That was an embarrassing mm-hmm. moment. You cannot do that. You can't do that. Like, You did all the shit with Meek. You toured with all the Meek music that you made fun of him for and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And then one person mentions your friend and your son. And that's crossing the line for you.
That was so, I'm still, when that dropped, that was crazy. The story added on, that was crazy.
The cover? The song cover? I said, Drake, why'd you do this picture? The explanation for that picture, though, was hilarious. I was trying to show what you know, black Americans had to go through. I said, Drake, why did you do this picture, bro?
Yo, and Pusha really didn't even go crazy. He just got straight to the point. Straight to the point. Your deadbeat parents. You're soft. You're sweet. You got a son no one knows about. Adidas wanted to drop the line. Your baby mom was pillow talking. 40 sick. I was like, oh my gosh.
The 40 sick. Tick, 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 tick. Uh huh. Oh my God. Pusha
40 hunched over like he's 80. I said, oh my God.
But
oh my gosh.
It also annoys me that people think that Pusha didn't have like a rap career before
and that he fell off. I was like, Pusha has another Grammy nominated album. Two after we had the one in 2018, Daytona.
Daytona.
That was nominated for a bunch of awards. And then he had the newest one. Pusha's newest album. That had Kanye and Cudi and Uzi Ra on it. Make sure I don't get the name wrong.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now because I forgot. I know which one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what song? Oh, It's Almost Dry.
Okay.
It's Almost Dry. Mm-hmm. But he also had, another Grammy nominated. Even before Daytona, King Push.
Yes.
Like, that was well-known. Mm-hmm. My Name is My Name. Another well-known song. Because that had Title of the Creator on it with Trouble on My Mind, Amen, Raid. Like, there was great songs on this shit. Mm-hmm. What do Drake fans talk about? I can't understand. Mm-hmm. I can't understand it. Like, to me, like, yeah, with the Kendrick thing, I don't think there's anything Drake can really say. He kind of just has to eat that. Or I guess, I don't really know. Like, I don't know what he can do. I don't know what you could even respond with. And that was smart by Future to put him on there, too.
Future's so petty.
Because he spazzed the fuck
Future's
out.
So petty. You got to love it.
Did you feel like Metro dissed him with that beat change in that song?
100%. Metro has a bunch of subliminals in there.
Oh, my God. It is an incredible album, though. Top to bottom.
Yeah, so we'll see if we get on.
It's going to be a candidate for Album of the Year for rap. When we do our end of year reviews.
So when did that come out? March 22nd? What is April 3rd? Maybe after the tour, we'll get some from Drake. If not, I won't
miss any sleep.
No, I just don't think there's anything you could say to this man that is.
Because people keep saying this, too. If Drake does respond, you already know Kendrick has something.
Kendrick's going to go. I kind of want Drake to, because I'm more excited for Kendrick's song, because I know it's gonna be like 5 minutes. I know it's gonna be like, it's gonna be something spiritual, crazy, just physical, emotional 5 minute diss.
Oh my god.
And it's gonna the bars in it are gonna be so psychological, it's gonna be insane. Because the way Kendrick raps is very, I don't want to say weird, but it's like you don't understand it.
It's a unique style. He doesn't have it like anybody else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Kendrick is gonna.
Yeah, but what can you say to him?
I think Kendrick could still drop the diss if waiting long enough where Drake doesn't respond.
I don't want him to drop the diss before Drake drops his.
But I'm just saying, if Drake never, if it turns out Drake's never gonna drop the
diss, Kendrick, just keep that in the tuck. I want that kept in the vault Drizzy drops his or Cole. If Drizzy and Cole, first off, they team up, hysterical, hysterical.
That'll kind of piss me off in the Cole sense. That would make sense for Drake. It would not make sense for Cole to do that because Cole is good enough on his own.
I want both of them to drop.
Yeah,
I want Kendrick to drop. I want to listen to all three of them. I don't know who's gonna be the best, but I gotta be objective.
Yeah,
but and then I wanted to continue from there. Kendrick probably doesn't have one ready. Kendrick could come up with one. What? Give him what we say, 2 hours? Something?
Yeah.
If that.
You know who I felt the worst for in all this? Big Sean. Because he dropped.
Boy. Yeah, but
he dropped a single that was like his return.
He knows better.
I don't think he knew Kendrick was dropping that verse, though.
Kendrick knew. Some way, somehow.
Kendrick knew what? No, Kendrick I'm saying Big Sean didn't know, though.
No, Kendrick knew that Big Sean was dropping the single.
Why was Kendrick? Let Big Sean live, bro. I fuck with Big Sean. You don't need to do this to him every time. You don't need to do this to him.
I do.
I love Big Sean. And I love that. I like that Precision single, too.
It was. It was
good. It was a great song. And God damn it, Kendrick fucked it up.
Tell Sean put Control on Spotify.
It isn't on Spotify, which is crazy. I got to search on SoundCloud for that shit, that old ass app. Garbage ass app. I hate SoundCloud, by the way. Now, like today, SoundCloud's trash. SoundCloud, you can't. We need put Control on, bro. Put Control out.
So you feel bad for Big Sean?
I do, because Big Sean just be minding his business, putting out music, and then Kendrick fucks up every rollout he does. It's unreal.
There's some things you can't say to, like, in dissing wise. Yeah, I mean, Big Sean dropped a diss. Imagine that. That'd be fun.
Well, I mean, so that freestyle he did was kind of like, I don't want to say diss.
God, he better stay his ass in Detroit. But Big Sean, don't jump in this. Don't jump in this, boy.
Stop saying boy. That was bad.
Yeah, don't jump in this. Don't boy. Jump in this.
Boy.
You don't need to jump in this.
He does have some bad lyrics.
Yeah.
And then go boing boing.
Wow. he's a couple. He needs to stay out of this. This is not for him.
That thigh on my groin groin?
Man. John's is terrible.
Big Sean be killing me, bro. I love Big Sean. But this, some of his older lyrics were not good. But yeah, that's the one that we feel the worst for in all this.
He was supposed to be in the Big Four.
He was supposed to be the blog era Mount Rushmore. That was supposed to be him.
That was short-lived.
Short-lived. Anyway.
Big Four. Him, Drake, Kendrick, Cole, and Sean. Didn't even sound right.
Wale. Instead of Sean.
I'll just keep the big three. I do love Wale,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Wale's great.
I do love Wale, but no, it's just not. Drake really shouldn't be in there. He's not really a rapper. He's more of a pop entertainer, what he wants to be.
I'm going to be honest. We're not doing this right now.
He's not a rapper.
We're not doing this right now. Anyway, shout out to Future and Metro. Great album. Mm-hmm. Tons of replay value. The whole album will be run back and forth the whole time. I did want to talk about Women's Hoops. But I did forget that we kind of brought this up. We'll get to Caitlin Clark and Paige and Angel Reese next episode for sure. But I did want to bring up the Quiet on Set documentary. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw all four episodes of that. Mm-hmm. To me, it's not shocking in the sense of I think we all kind of knew behind the scenes there was definitely some weird stuff with Dan Schneider and Nickelodeon in general. But the details, Drake Bell coming out and being like the guy, because they kind of like before Drake Bell showed face of that. There was always that one. They showed the one guy where he was like the main person of like, oh, who's the main like character that was touched and, you know, things of that nature. And it happened, and then it ended up being Drake Bell. That was incredibly shocking. The all that cast, and you know, you kind of look back and some of the people that were there, Amanda Bynes, who clearly has gone through a lot, the main act, the actor who played Logan Reese in Zoe 101 came out about something in that regard. So there's definitely a lot going on there. What were your initial thoughts on the documentary?
Not surprising. All these corporations have been terrible. Nickelodeon, Disney. Mm-hmm. Terrible corporations.
Terrible.
Forever.
Do you feel like it ruined any of the shows for you?
Ruined? I mean, I haven't watched them.
in a minute, but I mean,
in terms of like the memory of.
No, I separate that, but it does feel a little bit odder now, knowing more of the stuff. Even back then, it was a bit odd, but it wasn't. You were just like, okay, whatever. But now, yeah, you're just like what some of them went through and having to be there for constant hours and all that other predators on there and horrific people. But I mean, Disney and Nickelodeon have been terrible corporations since
forever.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. Cartoon Network, the only reason they saved themselves because they had all their animated stuff. They didn't have live action people.
Nope.
And yeah, those corporations don't treat child actors, period. First off, knew that. Wait, child actors, period, was terrible business to ever be in life.
Yeah. No, I would never want to be in that scenario. Like, as much as I find Josh Peck annoying, and trust me, I think he's one of the most annoying people on this planet, the amount of shit, I mean, like, the amount of stress that's put on your shoulders as a 10-year-old to, like, be the basically the provider of your family, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot of, like, that's a lot of weight on your shoulders to carry as a kid. I don't even know how anyone does that. Then you have, again, the Drake Bell thing really took me by just, because everything surrounding that angered me in so many different ways. You had the mom who got rid of the father because they were divorced. The father was trying to look out for Drake and make sure that he wasn't getting hurt. The mom fell into the manipulation of this Brian Peck guy and let her son hang out with this older dude, which I thought was super weird. Like, why just let that happen? Because you didn't want to take your kid to the acting lessons or whatever the case was. So I thought that was the most irresponsible parenting on the planet. She sucks. Genuinely sucks. That is I don't know how Drake has gotten over that, but that's one thing. But then, again, you getting rid of your father out of the equation, who was the only one that really looked out for him in the first place. And then that kind of ties into the Brian Peck manipulation that he did and how he succeeded at that. And then still kept the job after being found guilty of the sexual acts of a minor. Like, that blows my mind. There's no scenario ever where they should be hired again.
Welcome to America.
Like, it's unreal. And then it honest to God, yeah, it really is.
I'm sorry, y'all, but y'all be surprised by stuff y'all be seeing. Some of these docs, y'all be like, I would have never thought. Really? And then you're like, how did they get in trouble and all? I'm like, some people are just, but everybody want to be woke. Everybody want to help each other. Stop.
Right.
I'll go off. People be just, I feel so bad for him. No, you were just bashing him the other day. Now, nope.
Yeah.
Nope, don't start.
Right.
How could this happen? Why are no one held accountable and in trouble? Maybe in North Korea.
I'm dead. North Korea.
Where you get arrested for spitting on the street.
But yeah, man. I mean, Drake also, it explains a lot about Drake and the shit he went through too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know the whole scenario on this, so I don't know. It seems to me like people don't really look at him as one of these people, but the whole texting a minor thing, and then I guess, I still don't know really what that.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that. Sending those pictures and interacting with, I think one or two of the minors, but you know, you could, no excuse for it, but
no excuse.
You could understand how he would, in his
brain,
part of his twisted mind, he's like, oh yeah, I'm just doing it.
Right,
and just it's just a part of him that's just like, okay, that's what I'm gonna do.
It never leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, until you, like, maybe even, I don't even know if therapy would help in that regard. I have no idea.
Something, man.
Like, and again, it's one of those scenarios where, like, if it did, which I'm assuming it did, then there's no excuse for it. But it's also like, I couldn't tell by the case details, like, what that whole scenario was with Drake and the minor and things of that nature. From what it seemed like, he kind of just took accountability for texting a minor, mm-hmm. but then found out that it was a minor when he thought it wasn't. Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter regardless. Don't do it. But it paints a whole picture for me where I'm like, that makes sense. Because
I never felt like there was an indication that Drake would have ever. I mean, granted, I don't know the guy, obviously, but just like in general, it's like that was shocking to me to see that. And then for this to come out, this makes a whole ton of sense as to Drake Bell's story of what he's done post Drake and Josh, realistically, because I think he was kind of losing his mind a lot there in that process. With, I remember there was evidence, like a video of him doing drugs in the car and like him having DUIs and all this stuff. Like, it just seemed like he was trying to run away from something, I guess. I don't really know, but it was clearly that. So, and then running off to Mexico, which I thought was, at the time, it was like I don't remember what the scenario was that caused him to do that, but I'm like, this is, I don't know what the hell Drake's going through right now, but it was clearly this.
Yeah, he did become a Mexican superstar too, which is,
he did,
wild.
Yeah. Super random, just but again, you know, like, and then you see like the all that cast and like what they went through, and like the games they had to play, which was kind of torturous. And then like Dan Schneider kind of going off by himself with Amanda Bynes, and I'm like, so no one was gonna say anything about that at all. No, they were just gonna let Dan Schneider.
Now when Dan making a company millions and millions of dollars, which you can't say nothing.
You can't.
Yeah, just, y'all just think Demi Lovato went from being a bubbly teenager on Camp Rock, and then y'all calling her overweight, and then she just randomly does crack. Come on, fellas. Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
There's randomly
just start. You go from being on Sunny with a Chance to a whole bunch of child actors. They say Disney called you overweight, so you need to lose some pounds. So you're gonna just say, oh, I'm just do crack. Why? So you, okay. Everybody's like, oh, she's going off the rails. Oh, this must be her. Come on. Y'all thought Raven or Orlando Brown were just tripping all the time?
Yeah.
Y'all thought Zach and Cody just randomly got canceled, Suite Life on Deck? Come on, guys. Y'all guys are smarter than that. You know? That's why there's not that many live-action shows with children anymore. And if they are, they're cut short.
Because I don't think you could do that in a healthy way in terms of like working the kids in that regard.
Nope.
Because like they pretty much worked all the goddamn time.
You don't. With live action shows, you see now what? Junior Cake Boss, Junior Chef, cooking shows.
Yeah.
Cooking shows, I think Junior Ninja Warrior, all that stuff like that, where there's either an audience or just multiple monitors. And it's not on Nickelodeon or it's not on Disney Channel. It's on CBS, all those, which, first of all, those corporations are wild too. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, I would say a little bit better, I guess.
A little bit safer in the regards of, because I guess they got more to lose on that end.
Yeah, yep.
There's a lot more to, I don't want to say little to gain, but like Nickelodeon had.
Hollywood's a bunch of creeps, period. Yeah, don't matter where you're at.
Right.
But yeah, continue.
Yeah, so it's definitely a, that documentary definitely opened my eyes to a lot of things with like what we grew up watching. And it really sucks because like a lot of the shows, we had a whole debate on what were the best shows on Nickelodeon and Disney.
Yeah, I said General Hospital on ABC.
No, you didn't. But anyway, you didn't say that. But anyway.
I did. He's lying. But no, continue.
We can literally go back to the episode. It's okay.
I deleted it off YouTube, but continue.
No, you didn't. It's still on there. Anyway, it's also, by the way, it's also on audio. But anyways. Okay,
everybody go report that episode. Y'all know what episode it is. Go report
you
it.
Don't
make
know
sure
what
it make sure
is.
It gets taken down. Make sure it gets taken down.
You don't know what episode it is. That's hilarious. That's okay. But yeah.
Blocked out that part of my life.
What was that?
Blocked out that part of my life.
Okay. Anyway.
Blinders. Peaky Blinders. But continue.
But Quiet on Set was definitely a great documentary in the sense that it needed to be made. A lot of voices were heard. And I'm very happy that people were able to get some of these stories out. Also, Dan Schneider hated women. That was not really shocking, obviously. But two women sharing a salary. I've never even heard anyone doing that. Sharing a salary? Because that's, I think they said it was like 70K. For both. In total, that's nuts.
So what's going to happen now? Now that the documentary's out.
What do you mean?
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't think much changes in terms of. Well, obviously it changes in terms of Nickelodeon and Disney Channel because they don't really do that type of content anymore. Well, they do, but like not in that way, I guess, in terms of the output of great shows or whatever. But or just shows in general, actually. But I do. I mean, Hollywood's going to be, there's going to be weird people everywhere. You hope that they minimize the pedophilia in the shit, but you know.
In Hollywood?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just.
I'm sorry. Until it's terrible thought. You know, you got to have faith in people. I love everyone, but as long as Hollywood's around, all this stuff is going to continue. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Not sorry. Anyways, but yeah. It's not really much. If you're in Hollywood, God bless your soul. God bless your soul. Keep your children out of the public eye. Keep your children. Don't meet too many people. Stay to yourself. Be like, yay, don't go to none of those top parties. Even though yay be going off on his crazy rant sometimes. He don't go to none of those Hollywood parties that be up in those secluded hills and all that. Can only imagine. Even, you know, I don't think LeBron be going to. No, LeBron, he don't really be at those. There's a couple celebrities that they be staying out of all that stuff like
LeBron
that.
LeBron did say there's no party like a Diddy party.
And I guarantee he was lying his ass off.
LeBron did say that.
He loves capping. LeBron, the way he said it just seemed like he didn't even go to a Diddy party. Like, when he'd be like, damn, that new 50 Cent album was fire. LeBron, I know damn well to listen to it. I love my guy, but he be lying so much. Ain't no party like a Diddy party. LeBron, no one that has, you know, been to a Diddy party, I don't think it's even said that before. That's an old ass 2004 phrase.
That's a fact.
I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just that section of people, man, over there. Couldn't be me over there with them.
Was my tweet crazy?
Yeah, that was bad, man. Yo, if y'all saw Brandon's tweet, please go.
Which everyone did.
Yeah, please go check it out. What is that? At the White Clint Thompson on Twitter, X. Please go check his tweet out, man. That John is disgusting in the space. This man said, was holding a bottle of Ciroc. Let me guess, green apple?
Of course.
Had his tongue out and said, get Diddy on the phone.
We're taking Ciroc to the dome tonight. That was the end of that sentence. Yeah. And then I responded to that by do not get Diddy on the phone.
You got your tongue out.
Listen.
And say, get Diddy on the phone.
That was so bad. Oh my God. I'm trying to find the tweet now because they got the amount of people that.
Yeah, it did pretty well, but the comments, man, they were
frying me up. They were frying me up.
Why'd you even tweet that?
I thought it was
back
fun.
Then. Huh?
Oh, the first one. Yeah, I had no idea.
And then you brought it back up.
The brought it back up part was just because it was funny. I'm not going to lie. I thought that shit was hilarious. Because everyone was were finding their old Diddy tweets of like just them saying the word Diddy at all. And I'm like, I have to see if I have any. And then I saw that. I'm like, yep. That one hurt.
If y'all need me and Brandon next Wednesday, we would be at the Lackawanna Courthouse discussing these terms. An agreement of me disappearing from the podcast because no further affiliation with him in these tweets. Get Diddy on the phone. I said, man.
Oh, my God. That was my first viral tweet ever, at least, I guess.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was a bad tweet. That was my fault. Listen, we all make mistakes. I did not want Diddy on the phone. Just so we're aware.
Did you kill that bottle by yourself?
No, not by myself.
There are other people participating in the diddly diddlies?
Stop that. In the diddly diddlies? Come on. Don't do that to me.
Who took that picture?
That I don't know.
Yeah, I got a lawsuit against two people coming. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun, y'all.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching. Sorry about the Diddy part, but thank you so much for watching us. We're back. Make sure like, share, subscribe, all that nonsense. New Faces Podcast. We're out.